A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
It's a bit of a trendy slogan or an urban fad, but a new report has found that Irish cities have a unique potential to embrace the 15-minute city concept. The 15-minute city would allow residents to meet most of their needs within a short walk or bicycle ride from where they live. Now, to tell us more, Pat Farrell, CEO of the Irish Institutional Property Outfit, and that's the IIP, and Rory Hearn, Assistant Professor in Social Policy at Maynooth University and author of Housing Shock, the Irish Housing Crisis and How to Solve It. So good morning to you both. Pat Farrell, we'll start with you. The idea of the 15-minute city is something that you've explored in this report. Tell me more, just in practical terms, what would it mean?
Well, Pat, I mean, it's described as a fad, but ironically, it's not a fad at all, because a couple of hundred years ago, the Irish cities that we covered in the survey enjoyed all of these amenities, and everybody within those cities were able to access those amenities within a 15-minute walk. But then as our cities evolved and as we moved into suburbia, we lost a lot of that rich amenity, and we lost the ability for people to be able to access these amenities within 15 minutes. And by that, I mean the kind of amenities, shops, fresh food, places of worship, places to relax, places to exercise, and so on and so forth. And the idea is that you should be able to access those, ideally walking or cycling, within 15 minutes.
Now, some cities are structured in a way that is almost natural to the 15-minute city. I mean, if you think of Paris, it's not one big city. It's a whole series of districts. London is pretty much the same. And you could say that for many people who are fortunate to live in Phibsborough, like the former presenter or the presenter who preceded me this morning, Shane, or someone who lives in Rathmines or wherever it might be, they have that already. The problem is giving all of that to more people.
Yes, exactly. And in some ways, Dublin is often described as being a series of villages. So for people, again, that live within those areas, your own area of Dalkey, whatever, I mean, a lot of people in those areas, again, they can access most of the amenities they want to within that. But then there are also large swaths of the city where people actually can't access those amenities within 15 minutes. And as I said, the survey shows that while 33% of people would aspire to actually be able to access all of these facilities within 15 minutes, the reality is that only about 10% can. So there's a big gap there. So there's a big prize to go for.
OK, now, the reason that people don't have access within 15 minutes to what they want is that many live by choice in one-off houses in the countryside. Many live in the grand suburbia, where just the very layout of gardens and so on means that they do spread out a bit, and it would be impossible to provide a dry cleaners within 15 minutes of everybody.
Yes, and that has been traditionally the typology of housing in Ireland over many, many decades. But I suppose we have to face the reality that with the climate change agenda and with lots of other drivers that are there, I think there's an absolute consensus that this particular model is not sustainable. I mean, Dublin is now well over 1 million people. We're projecting a population increase of another 1 million between now and 2040. And it's very clear that the current evolution of the city in terms of residential housing is just simply not sustainable. It can't be serviced from a public transport infrastructure point of view. We already have a highly inefficient public transport infrastructure, and that we've invested quite a lot of money. But as you know yourself, this public transport infrastructure is pulling through a very, very low density city.
Yeah.
And therefore, it can't.
So the solution is to densify the city. And there are, you know, a number of ways of doing this. We can go for super high rise well, we don't really have super-duper high-rise like they'd have in New York. We're going, say, up in O'Devany Gardens for 14 stories. Up in Dublin 8, we're going for high-rise towers. We're also talking about doing that in Santry. So that's one possibility for adding density to the city, isn't it?
It is, but I mean, there can also be, I mean, if you look at some of the European cities that have achieved very good densities, you know, you're talking about cities that right across the whole city, it's about 4 to 6 stories high. So there's lots of other ways we can do it. I mean, there's a lot of accommodation over buildings at the moment. We know it, particularly in the city centre, where it could be brought into production for residential. So there are lots of ways. The way you described is one, but there are lots of ways of achieving a far better density.
But I'm thinking of, you know, what makes Rathmines, Ranelagh, and I'm speaking of the Dublin I know, or Phibsborough, or any of the city centres areas quite attractive is the fact that, you know, a lot of the restaurants and so on, they might have one story of accommodation over them, but they're all two-story cities, townlands, if you like, or villages. That's what makes them charming. Replace them with 6 to 8 story blocks, they lose their charm. Who wants to live in those places?
But I suppose, Pat, I'd ask you the question back, like, what's the alternative? Because the reality is that it's just come back to, and I think it's compelling, the evidence that we just can't sustain the evolution of the city on the current trajectory, which is to just keep building out further and further. The population increase is there before us. It's a proven fact. We're going to have an extra a major increase in population. It's going to be concentrated in Dublin because that's where the majority of the population reside. And clearly, it's not sustainable that the residential response to that is going to be to just build further and further and further out, condemning people to longer and longer.
Now, here's the issue. There's nothing really affordable to buy in Dublin city centre along the model you're talking about. You're talking about apartments coming on the market at maybe 500,000 in Dublin city centre, two-bedroom apartments, and that's at the lower end of the scale. Some of them are much more expensive than that. And given that you represent the Irish institutional property crowd, in other words, the people who build to rent, is that what this plan is all about? That all the pals, the institutional investors, get to despoil Dublin City so that they can make a profit and no one can afford to live there except the well-heeled and the people for whom social housing is provided by Dublin City Council.
Well,
is that the answer?
First of all, we're not an outfit. We're not a crowd. We're actually a representative organisation for institutional investors who have $15 billion invested in the Irish property market. And without that investment, we wouldn't have a lot of the residential development we have at the moment, nor indeed the offices and the workplace that are accommodating an awful lot of the growth in the Irish economy. So just like to put that on the record. The second thing
sort out that affordability issue for me,
if people want to buy their property and
live in the city.
I agree with you that there is a viability issue, and that's well recognised. It is expensive to build in the city core. But we're not just talking about the city core. We're talking about right across the city. There's lots of opportunities to develop higher density in an affordable way. Within the city core itself, there is an affordability challenge. I think the government have recognised that recently in Housing for All, where they've actually allocated over 500 million in measures to actually try and tackle that affordability issue so that, in fact, people will be able to access affordable accommodation within the city core. But there are also opportunities said, to develop affordable accommodation beyond the city core as well to an appropriate density.
Right, Pat, thank you very much for joining us. Pat Farrell, CEO of Irish Institutional Property. Rory Hearn, Assistant Professor in Social Policy at Maynooth University, author of Housing Shock, The Irish Housing Crisis and How to Solve It. Rory, what do you make of the 15-minute city and this survey, this report?
Yeah, Pat, good morning to you and your listeners. I think it's actually a very good idea in principle. And the report is actually quite interesting. And there's some, I think, when we look at what we need to do, and we've talked about this before, we need to create urban centres to be sustainable places for people to live in terms of meeting the challenges of climate change. And what Pat talked about there in particular as well, to give people a decent quality of life and not to be commuting you know, massive distances. You know, younger people want to live in cities, not just younger, but older people as well.
This is like mom and apple pie. It's fine. Everyone loves the idea that you can walk everywhere. You don't need to take a bus or a taxi or a train or whatever to get to the dry cleaners, the church, the concert, the gig, the restaurant, the hotel, whatever it is you want to do, the playground. That's absolutely brilliant. But I put it to Pat that the only people who can afford this will be those who are very well heeled or those for whom social housing is supplied by the council. The other people who'd like to own their own homes will not be able to afford this model.
Yeah, that's the point I was going to make exactly. I think that there's a theory and there's an idea and then there's a reality of the way it's being done in Ireland and in Dublin, in Limerick, in Cork, in Waterford, but in particular in Dublin. You're absolutely right. If we look at the 15-minute city as it's evolving, it is absolutely being restricted to the only people who can afford to live. As you say, are people who, and in many ways, people are living in Dublin and can't afford the rents. They're really, really struggling. And so this idea needs to be questioned. It needs to be affordable. The 15-minute city has to be affordable. And I think that Pat and the institutional investors, the model that they are pursuing is not one that will actually deliver an affordable or sustainable 15-minute city. And I was just looking there when we talk about densities and we look about, you know, what's needed. Because then I think that the report itself is very interesting, good. And I think that what Pat and the institutional investors are doing are taking certain aspects selectively out of the report, like this call for greater density, and using it to justify their approach, which is the build-to-rent model, which you've talked about. And if we take an example of that, Hines have proposed the development in Drumcondra, which you're probably familiar. Their proposal includes 1,600 apartments to go into Drumcondra, up to 18 stories in height, not one for sale, and the overwhelming majority will be studio or one-bedroom apartments. So my question would be, where are families going to live?
Sometimes New York is given as a good example. Like a lot of the communities are, they're not in Manhattan, they're out in Queens or in Brooklyn. The city itself, you know, very expensive accommodation in on Manhattan Island in the main, and people live there for a while when they're single and so on. But they're not really, you know, Friends, the TV sitcom was, if you like, an idealized version of this 15-minute city. How they could all afford it when sometimes one was an actor, someone else was changing jobs all the time. Don't know how they could afford the accommodation in New York. But that's kind of the ideal in people's minds, isn't it?
It is. You know, you're absolutely right. And it's a good example of it. And that is that the Dublin we want? You know, is that it's this rarefied, you know, I would almost call it alienated, you know, people just, you know, there's not communities, sustainable communities are supposed to have, you know, a mix of people of different ages, of different groups, of different backgrounds, and families are at the heart of that, families and children. And yet there's no room for families and children in the build-to-rent model. And there's actually no room for affordable housing either. Like when we look at, again, I know you've covered and talked about this, but I think it's worth reiterating, the Griffith Wood development owned by the US fund Greystar is going to be charging $1,900 a month for a one-bedroom apartment. Like who can afford that? And the other issue, it's not affordable, is that we have an issue of vacancy and dereliction, again, which we have talked about. And if you want to make a 15-minute city in Dublin and Limerick and Cork and Waterford, you have to tackle the vacancy and dereliction. And that's not what the institutional investors want. They want to build new high-rise that gives them the big return. But the actual sustainable 15-minute city would be created if we went and invested in our derelict and vacant properties.
All right, Rory, we will leave it there. It's a good talking point, though. I'm glad they raised it because it'll get us all thinking maybe a little bit outside the box about how our cities might grow. Rory Hearn, thank you very much for joining us.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.